just join in to what's already going on in heaven. You are holy.
Say holy, holy, holy.
Of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. CEC Group awards employees 14% salary increase following successful negotiations. ZANEC pushes for law to make school attendance mandatory. And foreign news, Guinea's junta leader sworn in as president. And in sports, Nigeria takes bronze as Morocco and Senegal set up AFCON final. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. CEC Group employees, represented by the Mine Workers Union of Zambia, have been awarded a 14% salary increase following the successful conclusion of collective bargaining negotiations. Speaking during the signing ceremony held at Garden Court in Kitwe, CEC Group Chief Operating Officer George Kangombe welcomed the timely conclusion of the talks. He has emphasized the need for sustained productivity and disciplined execution in 2026 to support revenue growth and enable the group to continue delivering value to all stakeholders. Meanwhile, Mine Workers Union of Zambia Deputy General Secretary John Silungwe described the outcome as a positive step towards improving the livelihoods of employees. The agreement underscores the CEC Group's continued commitment to employee welfare and labor stability, recognizing that a motivated and secure workforce is key to operational resilience, service reliability, and long-term sustainable value creation. Harry Mwangang Gumbula Ward Development Committee Chairperson Godfrey Lungu has urged the government to improve payment systems under the Cash for Work program to ensure beneficiaries are paid on time. The government recently launched phase two of the program, expanding it to all 156 districts across the country. Mr. Lungu has commended the initiative, saying it is helping vulnerable families access food and other basic necessities. However, he has noted that delayed payments during phase one reduced the program's effectiveness and discouraged participation among beneficiaries. He has further expressed hope that phase two will address those challenges, reduce poverty levels, and improve the livelihoods of citizens. Mr. Lungu believes timely payments will not only boost participation, but also promote a clean and healthy environment through community involvement.
That's when it actually started. It's really helped a lot of people, but we had the challenges to do with the payment. Payment were delayed, where a lot of our people had lost hope in it. Then Cash for Work on its own, it was meant to be a peace work, where after 10 days people get paid, but we could go months without our people being paid. But surely when the payment was done, it was a plus on our people, and you could see how it has been
a very good initiative, despite it having its own challenges on payments. And in going in phase two, we are looking forward to any